What's going on? This is Asher Roth, and coming up next, an all-new episode of Lachey Show.
Say 10:59 is showtime.
We're all about being prompt here.
Woo-hoo! Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Lachey Show. Oops! Bing! I said the again.
You gotta get rid of that.
This is... Well, I can't say... What am I gonna say? Welcome,
Lachey. Welcome to Lachey Show.
Oh.
How's that?
Okay.
Is that natural?
Yeah.
Try it.
Welcome... to Lachey Show.
That was not natural.
No, it wasn't.
You had a weird pause.
I was trying to
Ready?
Be dramatic a
Three,
little bit.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Lachey Show.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'm Lachey.
I'm not.
If I was you, I wanna be me too. And this is my co-host, Dan Love. How are you, Danny?
I'm under the weather.
I know.
Very under the weather.
Yeah, the doodle.
And I'm a little baby when I'm sick.
You want to be babied?
I'm a little baby and I want to be babied.
Not by eye.
No. It's like, I think it's like stereotypical of like every man. Like you hear the things like, women carry with the children, and then when they're sick, they take care of the children, and they take care of everything, and they don't bitch at all. But when a man's sick, like you would think he's on his deathbed when he has like a 99 fever. That's me. I'm that guy.
Do you have a fever?
No.
Thank God.
But I'm all like
I think you should have came to work today with one of those hospital masks. I can't afford to be sick.
I don't know how, I'll sit back here. I don't know how the audio might sound weird.
If wow, you sound nasal?
Me nasal plus a mask? Yeah, that would sound weird.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
You know what you need, right?
What do I need?
You need oil of oregano.
That comes in pill form?
No, liquid. And you need the purest form. On
that's,
top of that.
Is that just that's, straight? It's like this. It's just like purified, like oregano, like.
Like for example, I was feeling a little bit like I felt like I could be under the weather last week, and I took some oil of oregano and the pure one though.
Right.
And I mixed it with a little bit of orange juice, and I just like drank it real quick like a shot. Mm-hmm. And why did like two drops of it get on my lip and it felt like fucking. It felt like it was going to go through my lip. That's right. How strong it was. It was burning. I was like trying to wash my lip, trying to put Vaseline.
It coats it kind
of. Oh my God. Ugh. It was horrible. So, after the show.
Yep.
I'm going to hook you up with an oil of oregano concoction.
Okay.
And by God, don't let it touch your skin.
Okay.
Just take, perfect. Just throw it back. Pause.
Is that like... What's like a remedy in your family where like maybe your family did it when somebody was under the weather or sick or something that like nobody else really did or you thought was weird?
You know, we used to take that cold medicine. What's that? That 666?
Vicks?
No.
Oh, I don't even know. Robitussin?
The devil, what I just said.
Is that what it was called?
No. It's like, what is it called, Dick? It's like that cough medicine. I don't know. If y'all out there... Tell me what that was. It was, right?
They were just, really three sixes on the bottom?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like and, the devil?
And it will knock that devil out your
no
ass.
No shit. They sold shit like that?
Yes. But you know, well, you know, the old fashioned way is, you know you need to clean it out. You know you need a, like, oh baby. You know you need a laxative.
Ugh.
That's what you probably need.
When you got a head cold, you get a laxative?
No, you just clean your ass out. There ain't nothing, listen. It ain't nothing wrong with cleaning yourself out every night.
I don't disagree with that.
When the last time you had a physic, in the words of Mildred Sands, my grandmother. When the last time you had a physic?
Oh, ever.
Never?
What does that mean? Like taking a laxative?
Yes.
I have taken things that have caused me to have the same reaction as a laxative, but I've never taken a proper laxative in my life.
All right, listen.
That's not a thing that my family's ever done.
Okay, what do you call a laxative, Daniel?
X-Lax, something you take buy from the store and you pop and you and it causes you to
you
shit.
You take X-Lax still in 2016?
I never have. My grandmother did till the day she died. Oh my God. A few years ago. We used to get sent to the store to buy X-Lax from my
What about a smooth move? That's more natural.
I've never done it. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's just, it's like...
It just forces it out nicely.
Correct, but it's made with a herb. It's made with senna. Like, it's natural. Right. You don't have to worry about a thousand...
You got chemicals from
X-Lax. So they have chocolate flavor and all that. That's garbage. You don't need that.
Little bricks.
Oh, Jesus.
My grandmother used to pop that shit like candy.
Listen, after the show... Hook you up with a shot of oil of oregano, and I'm gonna send you home with a tea bag.
Okay, I thought I was getting the smooth move.
I'll hook you up.
Fuck my day up. I don't really know if I want that. No, isn't that the kind of thing where like you take it and you're like, I got to be home for the next 12 hours?
No, it works naturally. Overnight. Yeah, and then tomorrow in the morning before you go to work, that's exactly what you're gonna have. You're gonna have smooth move. It's not gonna be harsh. It's not gonna be, you know, you don't have to be on the train with a cramp.
Right.
It's just gonna be a smooth move. That's it.
That's probably the most accurate name for something ever, right?
Listen, it works.
Okay.
How was your week, Dan? Besides you being sick.
It was good. Oh, I got sick in Boston. I was in Boston again this week for work. It was a vaginaless and dickless trip. It was just me. Yep.
Well, dickless is important.
Why is that important?
You don't need to be around a penis. I agree. Come, unless you feel otherwise.
I have enough. So, I was in Boston this week.
I had enough. He was in Boston.
It was beautiful.
Okay.
I was there for a show at Fenway Park. I went to this great place. I can give a plug. A place called Darryl's. It's kind of like a jazz club. I walked into a piano player.
By yourself?
By myself.
Okay.
And it was a predominantly black place.
You didn't have to tilt your head. Black.
Clientele, wait staff, the owners. It was a nice... nice vibe in there. Really cool place. So check out Darryl's if you're in Boston. Great food. I had chicken and waffles when I was there.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin Darryl that lives in Boston. He's probably sitting there like, oh, they got a place after me.
But yeah, then I got sick while I was there. And I've been kind of just like, bleh, since. Decent week.
Maybe he was laying up under the air conditioner or something.
Every hotel room I stay in, don't you feel like the vent's always right on you?
Yes. Always. That's probably what happened.
Always.
Or maybe the plane. You know, it's funky.
I took an Acela. Which same shit. It's all contained. Mm-hmm. 4 or 5 hours in the same.
Well, I hope you feel better. I saw some wrestling shit. Didn't you do something?
I was in Bensonhurst.
Brooklyn?
Yesterday.
Oh. Well, you fit right in there.
Sick as a dog. Yeah. It was weird. Like, there were a bunch of Italians over there.
Right, yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, no? You thought Bensonhurst was?
Brooklyn. Like, when I think Brooklyn, I don't think
you
Italian.
You just have fear? What do you think?
I didn't think so white, and I didn't think like meat shop, cheese shop, meat shop, ravioli,
right, sausage.
Like, yeah, like I wasn't ready for that. And then you walk in, and it's like, hey, how you doing? Like all that, like guys sitting outside, big fat Italians with their big guts. I wasn't ready for that. Oh, okay. It was straight out of like Goodfellas,
right?
Just chilling. It was cool.
Okay.
So I was at a church there for wrestling. It was cool.
I'm sorry.
They did a wrestling show at a church, like in the gymnasium, because that shit's cheap to rent.
Oh, okay.
It was cool. Under the, you know.
Well, as for me.
As for you.
As you can see, I didn't get my wisdom teeth extracted.
No, you seem... Are you still, like, a little inflated?
I'm fine.
You're good now?
Yeah, no, it wasn't never that I wasn't good. Mm-hmm. I was getting them extracted only because, like...
Precautionary, kind of?
Yeah. My wisdom teeth are, like, up partially.
Exposed.
Correct. Erupted.
Oh. We in the biz say that.
And what happens is that food keeps getting jammed in there. So my dentist is like, it probably would be a good idea if you just got rid of them. But anyway, long story short, it didn't happen because, you know, I'm a chicken and I have to have anesthesia. And it's a problem with the anesthesiologist. And I'm here, but it's postponed. So I'm here. So that's a great thing.
Got it.
Another thing that happened in my week, which wasn't too great, was I had this enormous tree that fell into my backyard with like 1,000 branches attached. And I thought the boom was so loud.
Really? That like a timber. Yes, like real?
Exactly.
Wow.
That I really thought that it was like some type of earthquake or something. And then, you know, and I was like, it was odd because it wasn't raining. It wasn't a storm or anything like that. So I'm assuming that the tree probably was just rotten. But long story short, I'm like, you know, this comes out this tree comes out of my neighbor's yard, and now I'm going to have a freaking problem.
Yep.
Because, you know, where I come from, you know, if somebody...
Tree caused, fell in your yard.
Right. Like, where I come from, if a tree fell in my yard, and let's say my neighbor's black, okay, I might have a little bit of a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know this is your tree. You know it fell on my property.
Yep.
What we gonna do?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep.
Like, I knock on my neighbor's door and I see a sign in the window that say, we don't live here no more. Yep. Like, that type
yep.
of shit.
Yep.
What I know would happen if right. it happened where I'm
from. Shirking the responsibility.
Correct.
Yep.
So, what I did was, because I'm a little nervous now because I don't know what type of response I'm gonna get. So, I go around. And I knock on the door, but they weren't there because, you know, they probably work. They're white. Right. So, so they weren't there. And I said, okay, I'll try them another time because I was out for the day. I come back home later on that night and there's a note on my door and it says, hi, I'm your neighbor. My name is Ray. My tree fell into your yard. Please call me as soon as you get this message. I said, what the fuck?
Wow, what an upstanding guy.
What is happening? Yeah. I was like looking around to see if cameras was around, like am I in the Twilight Zone? And I'm like, okay, well, it's kind of late right now because I got in maybe about 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I said, when I get up in the morning, I'm gonna call Ray.
Yep.
Okay, so I get up in the morning and I think I got up like 8:30 in the morning, which is, I guess, kind of late, right?
Okay.
Okay. I get up, all of a sudden I hear some in the back, and I'm like, okay, maybe that's just the landscaper. I go downstairs, I look out the window. Ray and a freaking team is in my backyard.
Get out of here.
Cleaning up the trees, the branches.
Ray himself?
Ray himself! His wife, a the company.
Kids, the kids are there.
Wait.
The I'm dog's like, helping out.
This is unreal. I go in the back, and I'm like, well, first of all, you know, I'm like, who told Ray to go in my shit? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, but I'm like, he's a nice guy.
Yep.
I go back there and I said, good morning. He was like, oh, did you get my note? I said, yeah, I got your note. I said, I didn't know that you was just going to come. He said, oh, I rang your bell at 7 o'clock this morning. I knew you was here, but you probably was asleep because I saw your car. Mm-hmm. So I just went on back there and just got started. I said,
just being neighborly.
I said, Ray, let me tell you something. There is a God, Ray. Because that, you know what? That would have cost me from some damn tree sure. removal. And even though I got insurance, it's still a deductible.
Right.
So all I got to say is, I'm going to shout out to Ray right now.
Good job by Ray.
Yeah, good job. And do we need to say what color Ray was?
You already said.
Oh, I did?
Your white neighbor.
Oh, my white neighbor.
And I didn't even have to say it.
Yo, let me tell you something. And the moral of this story is some damn good white people in this world. Look. Some of them.
Some.
Some. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
There are enough bad ones where when the good ones do good shit, you're like, thank God there's a good white person out there. I'm with you.
So anyway, that was my week. And so as far as the weekend goes, it was, you know, it was a little bit of drama, but it got corrected. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And of course, I'm looking forward to the best part of the weekend, which is DJ Mr. C's birthday party, which is going down.
That's going to be a big deal, ooh, right?
Honey.
I've been hearing about this for a while.
DJ Mr. Z. The legend DJ Mr. C is having his enormous 50th birthday bash tonight. And, you know, I'm kind of excited. You know, I got my stuff laid out on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Amadeus in Elmhurst, Queens. So, you know, if y'all want to have a good party, I don't think it's too late to get your ticket. You going to DJ Mr. C's birthday party?
I'm
going to
have my oil of oregano. And I'm going to lay up for the rest of the day. But I appreciate the... That wasn't even an invitation, but
no,
I appreciate the question.
No, the question.
Now, is this a thing where you knew exactly what you were wearing?
No.
Did you go out and did you search for 14 hours?
Oh, no. Well...
Was in the middle?
Me, personally, I like... I'm very simple. I'm not?
You?
You don't think so?
Simple?
You don't think I'm simple?
You may... The end product...
Why are you looking like that, Auntie Cole? I'm not simple.
The end product may seem simple because you pull things off very well.
Oh, okay.
But I know that there's a meticulous eye behind everything that you put on your body.
You ain't never lied.
So I'm saying I know the work that goes into it.
You right.
So I know.
All right, well, put it to you like this. Maybe simple's not a good word.
No, it's definitely not.
Okay, sorry. All right, well, as far as like me with designers,
mm-hmm.
I'm real simple. It's just certain things. All right, I won't say that word. All right, I won't say that word. Let me say this.
Easy, maybe. I'm easy with
it. I'm easy because it's only certain designers that I like. Okay. I'm not going to be trying to go to Saks and all of this and be like, looking through this. I'm going straight. If I'm going to work, I'm wearing pink. Mm-hmm. If it's every day I'm going to the mall, I'm wearing pink. It's just simple. If I'm going out to somewhere nice, it's BCBG Max Azria. Like, I'm just simple. Like, I'm just not.
Okay. Today. You know what you like.
I just know what I like.
You know your lane.
So when I heard that DJ Mr. C was having his 50th birthday bash, I said, okay, let me see what BCBG Max Azria got. Mm-hmm. And I go there, and I looked, and I saw something. I said, that's it.
Perfect.
That's it. It was just so simple.
Got it.
So it wasn't like, you know, it was a project mm-hmm. or anything like that, mm-hmm. but it was that. And, you know, I kind of got lucky with the little matchy shoe. You know.
Of course. Of course. What's an outfit without the shoes?
Yeah, right? This is what I do. But anyway, it wasn't that difficult is what I'm saying. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, baby daddy gets home mm-hmm. today.
Mm-hmm. And you go right there.
Well, to the airport.
Right? I mean, I'm saying.
Well, I got to go pick him up
from the airport. He lands and then you guys go, basically.
No. Motherfucker's got a shower then.
Oh, no shit. I know. I'm just saying. Like, but it's not like he gets to chill.
No, get that jet lag off. No chill.
Right.
You come home. You wash your ass. You gonna have your shit laid out.
Yep.
You get dressed.
Yep.
And we go to see party.
Does this thing start at like 8 or is it more like start at 10 or 11?
It's actually a day party. So it's like, yeah. I think it's like either, is it 4 to 10 or 4 to 12?
That's a long fucking time.
No. It's either 4 to 10 or 6 to 12.
Wow.
Six hours.
That's like a wedding.
Well, you know the black people gotta walk in and the freaking.
Right, because if it starts at 6, all the black people are gonna show up at 8. Maybe, right?
10.
Yeah, what's that about? Like me, like I'm going in because I know that they're going to have like appetizers and hors d'oeuvres. You want to get there early to get all the rounds of food, get your drinks.
Is that what the mentality is?
That's what I like to do.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, I noticed that you're on time.
It's a marathon.
Is it?
Like when I'm going to a place where
you're
going to
get the most.
You fucking A right you will. Yo, like if I'm going, I'm going to get there on time. Not early because that's like.
Okay, so let's say hypothetically the party starts at 4. What time are you getting there?
4:10.
You motherfucker.
Don't give me that look. I'm gonna look off camera. Holy shit.
He the only one in there.
No.
He the only. The DJ ain't
me, there. Me and all the white people are there.
You're right.
Because if it says 4, they're there. Okay, honey, 3:50. Let's get the parking spot.
Oh my we'll walk God. In. And you know if it's food there.
That's what I'm saying. If you're getting free food and free drink, you want to pace yourself for a day's worth of enjoyment.
Oh my
So you go in, you get your light drink, and you get all your hors d'oeuvres. You sit down, you scope the area. Okay, we're going to do that later. There's the carving station. Who the fuck knows what they got, right? Then you pace yourself.
Jesus.
Then when everybody comes, we got the table. Then you're the guy who got the table. I don't mind being that guy. I like to set up shop.
Okay.
No, you're judging me, and I don't know why.
If an invitation says
4 o'clock and I get there after 4, I'm in my right as an attendee to take full advantage.
It's your right. It's your God-given
okay,
right.
Okay, if it says 4 to 10, Shay is arriving at 6:15.
Yeah, around there. Maybe 7.
I've been to those parties with you. I have been to those parties.
Maybe 7. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. You know, I know it's going to be some good music. You know what? I didn't even ask if C was DJing or not. Would you DJ at your own party?
No. And we talked about this. Didn't we talk about this with somebody's wedding recently?
Yeah.
Where, somebody's sister. Oh, Brandy. Brandy's singing at her brother's wedding.
Right.
I don't want nobody working. Like, I'm going to pay somebody. I'm going to outsource the job.
Right. I feel you.
Well, if I were him, I would, too. He's probably got a bunch of friends.
I wish that C was DJing because then you know what type of party we really gonna be having. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I guess they're gonna play the typical Future and Drake and Designer. You know what Designer is?
No. Should I?
Panda.
I've never heard that song.
Are you serious?
I know
that should really be your assignment.
No. I know of it. I've heard of it. Mm. I've heard people say that and that's the extent of my knowledge.
Well, it's pretty much the hottest song of the summer. Great. As far as urban radio.
Great.
Yeah, just to let you
know. It's like tearing up the urban charts.
Oh, it's tearing them down.
Is Designer good?
The song is good.
Is it?
I'm waiting to hear what else he got.
Okay.
It's damn good. But anyway, speaking of Drake,
mm-hmm.
you know, the BET Hip Hop Awards are coming up.
I'm going to interrupt you right there.
All
right. Before we get into Drake, no, I have nothing against Drake, but how many award shows does BET have? Because you just mentioned the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Okay.
There's the straight up BET Awards.
Okay.
There's the Hip Hop Honors.
Okay.
Like, I'm not judging it. I'm just wondering, like, how many are there, and do they do them all every year?
Okay, so before we get into that, let's talk about how many award shows white people got.
No, I'm not getting into race with it. I'm just curious what the fuck they got jumping down my throat. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I think that's a fair rebuttal.
No, I but...
Why not? It's like, why do we have to be questioned with it's how not many a question. Awards
I'm
we
saying,
have?
I'm you saying, got the AM holy freaking... Holy shit.
You got the AMAs. You got the MTV Awards. He got the MTV Awards. I mean, what the fuck?
But wait, is that to say that all of those other ones are white?
All other Grammys? What?
But are you saying, are those white awards?
Predominantly.
Really?
Yeah, predominantly.
Okay, that's not the question.
Let's put it to you like this. Okay. 85% of those awards...
Mm-hmm. Go to white people.
Yeah.
Fine. That wasn't the question.
But I'm just... Because it kind of made me, like, kind of want to, you know, lean
slap me in the face. I got
made
it.
Made me lean back
yep.
on you. Because these are the reasons why these awards are created.
I understand that.
All right, so...
I get it.
Don't be fucking asking me!
I'm just wondering what the difference is between the Hip Hop Awards and the BET Awards and the Hip Hop Honor. Like, I know Grammys, music. Academy Awards, movies. AMAs, music. Da-da-da, like... It all seems to kind of blend. I'm looking to you as part of the contingent.
I think it's pretty much self-explanatory. The BET Hip Hop Awards.
Are for hip hop.
Oh, for hip hop.
So what's
artists.
The BET Awards?
That's for the whole urban genre.
So music's included?
Yes.
Okay. I literally
don't
know.
Don't be coming in here trying to play dumb.
I know jack shit. So that's why I'm asking you. Shit. I'm coming in here with no knowledge. I'm looking to get knowledge.
Okay, well. Can I finish?
Drake received
14 nominations for the BET Hip Hop Awards. I know you could truly care less.
Bless his heart.
But being that Drake is one of my favorite artists, mm-hmm. it was important to me to mention.
So, I mean, that makes sense. Drake is a hit maker.
I think it's well deserved.
Yeah, like I...
He probably gonna walk away with freaking 12 of them.
The fact that I know him bodes well for him.
You know him?
I know of him. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know who Panda or Designer is.
Okay.
So, I know Drake.
Do you like Drake?
I have nothing against him. I couldn't name a song by him.
No, you could name a song because you sung one.
I don't know the name of it now. Like, that shit is in one ear out the other, in one week out the other.
Okay.
But the fact that I know who he is...
Would you agree to say that he's talented?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, because he writes his own mm-hmm. lyrics, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like if you write your own lyrics, you are a talented
Some
person.
People are saying that, a couple of people out here saying that that might be disputable, whether he writes or not, but...
Okay, if the truth comes out that he writes his own shit,
right.
and you can write hooks that the American public likes, right. I have the utmost respect for you.
Right, I don't give a damn if he writes it or not, because I like him.
Okay, that's fine.
That's how I feel.
My thing is always, if you either write the music or you write the words, I have, like, that next level respect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one... Like, I love Elvis Presley, but Elvis Presley didn't write any of the songs that he ever did.
Right.
He was a performer, and he was an entertainer, and he just hit that pocket at the right time, mm-hmm. right?
You like Little Richard?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with Little Richard.
Well, you should automatically like Little Richard because that's who Elvis Presley was trying to be like.
No.
No.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying, like, just because you like the present doesn't mean you have to like the originator.
No.
No. Like, if you like metal, I'll bring it into my world. Like, if you don't have to like Black Sabbath if you like
Did you
Metallica.
Just mention Black Sabbath because I'm black?
No, I mentioned Black Sabbath.
I was just wondering.
I mentioned Black Sabbath because I'm a fan.
Okay,
of Black
because
Sabbath.
I just, you know, the BL was hard again and I just didn't know.
Okay,
was
if you like Iron Maiden.
Okay, that's a better example.
You don't necessarily have to like Slipknot or vice versa.
Okay.
So that's my point. Like, but, you know, Elvis didn't write a word of what he's saying.
Okay.
But I still like him, but I have even more
no,
respect
I get your point.
For
I'm
somebody
just,
like Billy Joel.
I get your point.
Who's written all his shit.
I'm just
You're
pulling
fucking
your balls.
With me. I
yeah,
get it.
That's all.
I get it.
I like doing that.
But yeah, Drake, performer. Like, I was actually speaking with somebody last night that I think saw him at the Garden within the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Said that his show was ridiculous.
Really?
Floating around.
I never saw a Drake
shit
show.
Shit flying from the ceilings. Drake coming out. Like, I heard that show was insane.
Oh, okay.
So if you can back it up, especially live, too. Like, I heard a Master Ace show is one to be reckoned with.
Shit.
Because Master Ace brings it on the record. Master Ace brings it to the live show.
You better know
and
it.
And then anybody he's opening for has to follow it, and it's a hard act to follow.
I totally
so
agree.
So if you're putting it out there...
You got me smiling again.
That's what I'm saying. If you put it out there on the record, mm-hmm. you got to be able to back it up.
I
so the fact that I've heard that Drake can do both, mad respect.
Okay.
14 nominations.
Right.
And when is that award show? When is the BET Hip Hop Honors?
October 4th.
Wow, they're already putting out nominations now. That's early. Isn't that early?
I don't think so. Yeah. August almost over.
I guess so. It's a month to my birthday. A month to the day.
What are we planning to do for your birthday, Danny?
You don't plan for your own birthday, do you?
You have say.
My birthday is on a Wednesday. I'm going to a show. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
To see who?
My favorite songwriter, Brian Wilson. He's playing in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a nice treat to yourself.
Nice treat to myself.
That's you got one ticket or two?
Two. I'm going with a male friend of mine. Oh. I always get the raised eyebrow. You might not see it out there in TV land or in Periscope land or in Brooklyn Radio land, but I get a raised eyebrow whenever I'm doing
anything. I gotta ask.
Yeah.
So we'll probably still have some cake and stuff, you know, how we normally do for you.
But, you know how my family is.
But I want to, you know, do something special for you.
You don't have to do that.
That means I did.
I'll be here for work that Sunday, though.
You are? And coming to work?
Of course. Okay. This ain't work.
This is fun.
When you love what you do, it's never work.
That's Danny,
what
I love you.
Right.
All right, so anyway, Future got nominated for 10. Okay. And a whole host of people, whatever, but I don't care. I just wanted to say that Drake got nominated for 14. That's all I really
Do we know who's hosting that yet?
I don't.
We gotta look into that. I'm always interested who every show gets.
That's a good question.
As a host.
I don't go into it that deep.
I feel like LL Cool J is always in the running. Because he hosts everything.
But he hosts the Grammys. Like
I'm saying, like it's...
I don't need him anymore.
It's a lateral shift.
I don't need him.
He's always available, though.
No. How do you feel about... How do you feel about LL hosting the Grammys? Like...
I don't watch the Grammys.
Oh. Anyway, does it bother you?
Nah, whatever. Oh. You just need someone who can smile, which he has $1 million smile. Mm-hmm. And
he licks his lips.
Licks his lips. Look at the teleprompter. You could do it. I could do it.
I don't. You know what? To tell you the honest truth, I don't think LL bothers me.
He doesn't bother me. I just think it's so funny that he's just always available for it. He's like, you need it? What are you hosting?
Because could you imagine what the freak that check looks like?
I could only imagine.
Shit. I'd always be available too.
You're right.
Anyway, what else is going on? Let me see what else is going on in Black People News. All right. So what I heard was about Chris Brown. That's right. Chris Brown is the winner of all nominees.
He beats the Drake 14 nominees.
He beats the Drake 14 noms because he had a wonderful, magnificent day in court.
This week?
This week.
Okay.
And do you know about his situation? You know, he got a 2-year-old named Royalty, and he got a baby mama. There's, you know, somebody named Mia Guzman.
Okay.
We don't really know her. She ain't really nobody.
We don't need
probably
to.
Somebody that Chris Brown did a to one night or whatever. A
little sample drop.
Right. And, you know, he probably had on a condom. She probably poked holes in the condom. You know how the deal goes because she know that she was going to get a come up.
Story of my life.
Why is it disturbing? People poke holes in your condoms all the time.
Yeah, man. It's a fucking pitfall after pitfall.
Oh, shit. And anyway, Pretty Little Royalty was born, and now him and the baby mama is going through all type of custody, child support drama, etc., etc., etc. And so they had a big court day. So from what I'm hearing, I heard that Chris Brown was already giving her $2,500 a month.
Okay.
Now, critics' opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think $2,500 is enough. Being that
you're Chris Brown,
huh?
Given that you're Chris Brown,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's not enough. That $2,500 a month is what John Smith can give you when he worked for Transit.
Right.
So I just feel like that was a little bit ridiculous, but. Also, what I feel was ridiculous, that she went into court and she asked the judge for $16,000.
That's a big jump.
It's a ridiculous jump. She didn't double it.
Right.
She didn't triple it. She went straight for the gusto.
Well, all right, let's think about this. $2,500 a month is what, $30,000? Something like that? Mm-hmm. I'm not doing math this early. All
right, go
but, ahead. I mean, that's... If she's not working at all... I can see how that may be light. But if she has a job...
I don't give a fuck if she was working or not.
I'm just saying, like, that's I'm trying to think of the rationale. Money. But $2,500 to $16,000
that's a little
greedy.
Yes.
That's greedy.
The that's a little ill.
It's like, not like he has 6 kids with her.
Right.
He has 1.
Right. I agree. I totally agree. But anyway, let me finish.
Okay.
So her also beef was not only the money, but it was also that she said that he wasn't fit to be alone with the child. She felt that he needed to have visitation that was monitored. She also hates his mother. And she also went in there and said that she didn't want his mother around her daughter. That was denied. The visitation being monitored, that was denied. And of course, the 16 grand was denied. Mm-hmm. So pretty much she walked in there with, I think, like pretty much nothing. Because in addition to all of that, Chris Brown gets 12 days out of the month with his daughter. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not just weekends.
And something. 12 days out of a month surely does not justify 16 grand.
I agree.
You know, so now it's coming a little bit together, like, okay, maybe 2,500 might be actually
deserving. Yeah, because you're just a babysitter, kind of. You're a longish term babysitter.
Right. So I was just kind of curious when I was listening to this story how, you know, you felt about this situation, because I ain't mad at Chris.
Yeah, like,
I just think that this was one for all baby daddies all across America.
I can't relate as a baby daddy. I'm not one. But I'm a firm believer that child support should never be commensurate with what a man makes, unless he doesn't make anything at all. It should be commensurate with how much does it take to raise a child well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right, it shouldn't be like, you make $18 million a year, you got to pay 160 Gs a month. Like, no, that's not how it works. You want your child to live well.
Right.
Above and beyond his means, but not stupid levels above and beyond his means.
I totally feel you, mm-hmm. what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I do believe from, I don't know if it's really the man's perspective, just general, that the mom should not be able to, you know, go to Chanel.
Yes, exactly.
It's not for the mom.
You're not supposed to pamper yourself. Right. Like, if anything, this is getting extreme, but show me receipts. I'm saying, if you're showing me that the 25 isn't enough, and then you came out of pocket for the shit, show me.
And then you're saying that you'll be reasonable?
Yeah, like...
But don't expect me to be coming to court with a PowerPoint presentation as to why I need X, Y, and Z either. You know what I'm saying?
No, but show me where 16 grand is warranted.
Okay.
Show me that breakdown. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, absolutely. If you want to meet somewhere in the middle, let's say 5-6, let's talk.
Okay.
I'm saying, but like, when it gets extravagant, like I you agree. Said, and the mother's going out, and the mother's got the new shades and the new bag, that's bullshit.
It is. I agree.
Because the kid's stomach isn't growing.
I know, that's right.
And one thing I was thinking about when we were talking about this in the pre-production meeting was, I can understand if the kid's going to school.
Right. Because you want your kid to go to the best.
Yes. There's expenses as a kid gets older, I get. But this is still a little baby, kind of, give or take, right? 2-3 years old.
And another thing, sidebar.
Yeah.
Chris Brown just truly adores this baby. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many fathers out here that's paying.
That suck.
And use an ass. And don't even put no time in with the child.
Right.
Don't even, like, all the child is a check. You know what I'm saying? And one thing that you got to give kudos to him is, like, he spend time with her. You know, he do things with her. And that's what I like about him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because he's a little bit of a rarity, almost.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, any father who's present is better than most fathers.
Right.
That's a sad fact, but it's true.
And then you got the way, way, way extreme cases like Derek Fisher, mm-hmm. who pays his wife for child support and alimony $109,000 a month.
Think about that, people.
Ooh-wee! That's when you got to do a praise dance when you done married Derek Fisher. You got to go...
Now, there's a reason that within this last season, Derek Fisher was whispering about how he was going to try to come back and play. If I'm paying over 100 grand a month, I'm going to try to play anywhere, whether it's China, Israel. I need that check. Mm-hmm. That check is leaving me and going right into somebody else's pocket. That's fucked up.
They was married for 10 years and they got twins together. The twins are still young. But it was just so funny to me how they said that they got divorced or separated, if you will, 1 month exactly after the 10-year anniversary.
So they crossed the finish line.
She wanted to get that
10 years. She said, I don't give a shit. He was acting stupid in the 8th year. You know he was. You know what I'm saying? She said, oh, I'm gonna ride this shit out to the 10 year. And cha-ching. That's kind of fucked up.
That's gross. It is. I know I probably overuse or underuse gross, but that's gross.
I know. It's pretty ridiculous.
How many kids is that? One kid?
Two.
Fuck.
Got twins. Yeah, so
God.
Anyway. Hooray to Chris Brown. Thanks
for Chris Brown. And you really won't hear me say that very often.
Yeah, I know, because I know you hate Chris Brown.
That was a rare victory for, you know, the legal system maybe having its glasses on that day and being like, okay, that makes sense, you know?
And how about one more round of applause for Derek Fisher's wife?
That's just a little jokey joke.
But now I understand why you don't want to have children.
There are 1,001 reasons why I don't want kids.
Is this one of them?
This is like one of the last ones. Because like, really? If I'm going to have a kid, I'm going to stay with the kid and hopefully stay with the woman.
Well, sometimes things just don't happen.
But I'm saying hopefully this shit would never happen. But fuck yeah, there's a reason you don't want to have kids. I would never want to deal with this shit. What I make is what I make.
I feel you.
You know?
But that's why when having kids, it requires division. And you don't divide well. You don't like it.
One of my biggest reasons why I wouldn't want a kid is the division of my time. Money is whatever.
Oh, you're so selfish.
You can't take it with you. I'll be the first to admit, I am selfish as fuck with my time.
Mm.
So I can't live for we in the fact that I'm going to give that time to that kid.
Oh, Jesus.
That's my problem.
Okay. Well, let me tell you.
That's my flaw.
Let's talk about some other white people news.
White people?
Yeah, white people news. You know, we gotta talk about white people news a little bit more. Can you enlighten me?
The thing is, you keep up with black people news. I don't keep up with white people news. I know more black people news than I know white people news.
Really?
Right now. Fuck yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought that you would be kind of like, you know, be able to teach me something about what's going on with the, you know, the actors and...
I always feel like if I'm given an actor or musician or something like that, like, too much of my time, like, why am I doing that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're sitting back, reading a script, counting their money, sipping a latte. I'm fucking catching up with their life. I don't know. I'm
weird.
You know
about what's going on with these, you know, Olympians, what's going on, and this one lying and all of that other stuff. Like, I don't know about that stuff.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it, but, you know, I'm not interested. Like, I like urban news.
I'm not interested in it either.
Really?
At all.
This is why we love each other.
Yeah. I hate white people news. You hate white people news.
But no. I don't hate all white people news now.
Right.
I like some white people news because I like some white people.
Mm-hmm.
And one white person that I particularly...
The one white
person. Not you. Another one. Mm-hmm. Is Adele.
Mm-hmm.
I like Adele.
Very white.
Is she?
Oh. Come on.
I don't know.
She's very white.
Why do you say very?
She sings very white music. She's from a very white part of the world.
I don't know if I agree with that, Danny.
What? White women love her.
Well, how about this? I don't feel that some music can be, or most music, maybe that's not a good word.
I'm trying to see where you're going with this.
All right, some music is not considered white or black.
I'll agree with that.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And you think Adele fits that?
Some of her songs don't make me feel like...
Is it
when I'm listening to it, there's a white woman singing.
Is that because it's so super duper pop that it like it just supersedes it all?
Maybe just because I don't think about it.
Okay. Oh, I don't think about race around.
I don't think about it. I just like it. You know. Hello. It's me. Like, you know, like, I don't...
You're not like, why?
No. Yeah, no, I'm thinking, right. Like, I'm in the mirror, too. Like,
okay, I'm with you.
I've been wondering. Like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the thing was going on with Adele was she had a show recently. Yep. She's 51, by the way. I just wanted to say that.
Adele is 51?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
She's not?
Adele is barely maybe 30.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, she look old. All right, my bad.
No, her records that she names are after the ages that she was when she was
serious?
Living through them. So, like, it was like 19, 21, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She's in her late
20s. Oh, I'm sorry, Adele. My bad. Oh, sorry. But anyway, Adele, you know where I messed up?
Why?
Because she turned down Super Bowl 51.
Got it.
Oh.
So that's the news here.
I'm sorry.
That's the news.
Yeah, my bad. No, so she had a show. And she was saying to her audience, you know, people's Super Bowl contacted me and they said that, you know, they wanted me to perform. And you know, sorry guys, but I'm not gonna do it. And everybody was like, oh, why are you not gonna do it? And then like days after she makes this statement, the representatives from Super Bowl come out and they say, we ain't asked you. What are you talking about? No one has ever asked you.
See, I've never known Adele to lie. I'm gonna like put it this way.
Okay, so what you saying is somebody told Adele that she got an offer.
I think it's like this. Let's say you're my boss, and I came into your office and I was like, look, I don't like the way this is going. I'm gonna quit. And because you, and let's say you are the Super Bowl, you're like not really content with your place in the world, and you feel a little insecure. You're like, you know what? The narrative is you came in here and I fired you. You didn't quit. I fired you. Like, I feel like the Super Bowl people want to own the narrative a little bit more. And they're like,
you think they were insulted that she turned it down and so they came up with this lie?
I think
so. Don't you think that's a little extreme?
It's a little petty, but like, why would Adele, like, Adele doesn't go running her mouth about shit like that very often.
No, I feel you. Like, why would she lie?
Exactly.
Why would she put herself out there?
Correct. She's the kind of person where every news outlet is following everything that she does.
Right.
Why the fuck would you let that come out and it's not true? I feel like the Super Bowl people kind of hold that sacred. Like, oh, the Super Bowl halftime show is now a thing.
Right.
It's been a thing for years. How dare she turn that down?
I do agree that by the people from the Super Bowl coming out and making any statement at all about her saying that she turned it down was petty.
I agree.
I think that was just mad ridiculous.
Yeah.
Maybe because they were insulted.
You're bigger than that Super Bowl. That's
right.
How I feel.
You're stupid.
You're bigger than that.
But
and better than that.
But on the sidebar,
yeah,
I don't want to see Adele do no Super Bowl halftime.
That would be a thing where she would need a lot of cool guests. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, they would need to really like jazz up her songs.
No, Adele, what you gonna do? She can't twerk. She can't put on no bodysuit. She can't. Mm.
Okay, so we just had Beyonce, so we can't have Beyonce again.
Okay.
Give me two or three that you'd like to see in February.
How are you going to put me on a spot with two or three?
Because it's Lachey show. Oh, and you need hot takes.
Let me think.
So let's see. Let's go through the criteria again. You need a twerk.
Right.
You need fireworks. You need dancing.
Right.
You need high octane.
I need 5 inches and I need a bodysuit. Let me see. I know who could do it.
Who?
Rihanna.
Okay. Has she done it recently? I can't think. Probably not.
I don't think so. I don't know if she's ever done it. Has she?
Maybe she might have been like a guest. Somebody's guest. Maybe. I can't even.
I think I would like to see that.
Okay, so Rihanna would top your list.
I think that would top my list.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared for any of them, but if I had to say somebody, I would definitely say I would want to see her. I'm thinking about somebody who has all of those things that we said.
Yep.
And has hits.
And is still somewhat relevant.
Correct. Very relevant.
My biggest issue is sometimes they go back in time like a little too much.
I want to see Drake. How about that?
Well, there you go. Okay.
Drake can't wear no bodysuit, but I'm just...
You want an over-the-top entertainer who's hot now.
I think that would be dope.
Okay. I'm with you.
Critics' opinion.
I would say this conversation of who should be the next halftime show comes up at a bar conversation with me and my friends every like 3 or 4 months.
Who do you think?
It's so hard. It really is hard to do.
Just give me one.
Because you need mass fucking appeal. Now I'm on the spot.
I didn't ask you for two or three.
Even one is hard for me.
Pause.
Shit. How about...
Should I get back to you?
How about somebody like who I did this week?
Who did this week?
A song I did this week.
Oh.
Somebody like Usher.
Did Usher do it?
I don't know. Oh. Usher might have been a guest. But The cool thing about Usher, and I brought this up last week, is he's been relevant for 20, 30 years, it seems. 25
Speaking
years.
Speaking of Usher, I know this has nothing to do with anything, but did you like that song?
No. No, I didn't. But somebody like Usher...
No, I didn't.
Usher has had enough like guests on his tracks over the years where you can kind of like throw them into this thing, the 15-minute... performance. I feel like you could keep that fresh, and he's so he's still current where, like, right. you can get new people in it. Like, that might be cool. Mm-hmm. I feel like Rihanna and Drake are the very obvious ones, so you hit them.
Right.
I think Usher's kind of cool because you can cover the last 25 years of music that he's done, which is fun.
I don't know. I feel you. I'm a big Usher fan. I love Usher to death, but I don't know if I want to see him.
No, but there are people that are, like, less of a star than him. Like, I don't think Bruno Mars deserved it when he did it, even though I love Bruno Mars.
Totally agree with
you. Great show,
but... And you're a Bruno Mars fan. I'm a
big Bruno Mars
fan. And I didn't want to see him.
Right. So, I mean, somebody like Usher, you could make that argument. You could say...
But do you think Usher has that mass appeal that he would, you know, be received?
You can support Usher with enough supporting acts to do it.
Oh.
Think about people that have guested on songs as him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could put, like... You could have Chris Brown come out. And right. You could have this, right?
Okay, but this is the Super Bowl. This ain't Summer Jam. We don't want to have, you know, this one.
Don't
this
you remember one, the year where it was like Aerosmith, Britney Spears, NSYNC? Like, they all came out at once.
Oh, okay.
Like, you could do that.
All right.
You don't need, like, one person to do it anymore. Okay. You could do your little potpourri of artists.
All right, well, I'm going to just put mine out there, and I'm going to go ahead and say...
Write a letter.
Drake and
a... We need 5-inch heels and a bodysuit. Thank you.
And a twerk. All right. What also was going on, which I thought was interesting, is Game's new song that he put out.
The Game? Or just Game?
It's just Game.
It's just Game, right?
Yeah. Did I say Game?
No, you said
it. I said it right!
You said it right.
Hercules.
So, Game
yep.
put out a song, and in his song, he said that he smashed 3 of the Kardashians. Why is this news?
Okay, but for first of all, we don't know whether this is true or not,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to tell you what I feel.
Please.
Game is telling the truth. Game is telling the truth.
Number one, I heard that Game went and he actually called Kanye and asked his permission because he put that lyric in his line.
Now, is Kanye speaking on behalf of the Kardashian clan that he can give the permission on behalf of all of them?
No, he's speaking the permission that...
Speaking on his wife?
Right.
Okay.
He smashed his wife.
Okay.
And everybody knows in the industry that Game definitely smashed Kim Kardashian. That's freaking legendary because they quote-unquote dated.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as far as who the other two is, I'm thinking that it's definitely Khloé. Because it was a moment where they was hanging out a whole lot or whatever. Which, by the way, she's adamantly denying that it happened. But at the same time, we could go to another level and say, let's define sex.
Ooh.
Mm. Sex don't have to be sausage and whole.
But, I'm just saying.
It could be digits. It could be mouth. It could be whatever, right?
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And... Another thing that I would want to say is, why would Game lie on his dick?
Like, you too big of an artist to be out here lying and saying that you smashed 3 K's and it didn't happen.
Right, and I also think even if it was 2 out of 3, you can make a good rhyme with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're so stupid.
Like, I'm just saying, like, let's say he'd be like,
lyric.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Right, like, whatever, right,
you know,
right.
Like, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you would, if you really want to stay that true to it, you could have written him that way.
Correct. So who we got? We got Kim. We got Khloé. We got Courtney.
Yep.
We got Kylie. We got Kendall.
But he did like the big three. He did like the Mount Rushmore 3.
Well, how we know? He didn't.
Oh,
he
didn't, oh.
No, no, no.
Oh, so he didn't specify that it was like the first three, the first generation.
No, he didn't.
Oh. Oh, that's interesting.
So we got Kim, Khloé, Courtney, Kylie, Kendall.
Bruce.
Jackass. And Chris.
Okay.
He could have smashed the mother. Yeah, we don't know.
A little good morning.
I'm going to go with it was Kim, Khloé, and Kylie.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my three.
Okay.
Who are your three?
I know nothing about this, so I'll say...
Caitlyn.
I'll say Kim, Khloé.
Okay.
I have to think about who was who. And the youngest one. Who's the youngest one?
That's Kylie.
Yeah, her.
Not the pretty one, Kendall.
The one who's a little bit more... Yeah, I know
who. The one who got injected.
Yeah,
her. Right.
But where does this rank in, like, the claim to fame?
there's no claim to fame.
You realize if this were the South...
He just wanted to remind everybody that they were whores.
But do you realize if this were the South and I was going to start bragging that I fucked three sisters, right. My friends would be like, yeah, that's cool, but that's kind of weird, man.
But when three sisters are Kardashians, it's a little different.
I still think it's kind of weird.
You going to tell me that if you smashed the Kardashian that, you know, the people that view the Lachey show is not going to know about it? That's what you telling me?
If I fuck one, they'd hear about it. If I fuck two, you may hear about it. Because like, I got a funny coincidence. I just fucked another one. Right. If you fuck three...
That's classic. That is ratings out the ass.
I'm just saying, though, like, if you weren't who you were and they weren't who they were, it'd be a weird fucking thing. You couldn't keep your dick out of the family? That's how I feel. Like, come on, man. You're game. You can fuck anybody.
I understand, but we want to know about this because we know them.
Do you think it'll come out which three? Do you think it'll ultimately come out?
I don't know.
Do you think it should?
I don't know if we care anymore at this point.
Oh, we cared enough to bring it up. Yeah, we cared enough to dissect it. You know why?
Because it's a disgrace that he smashed three Kardashian.
I agree.
Sisters.
It's a
like,
fucking
that
disgrace.
Alone. Do we really need to know anything additional? Like, that's already disgusting. Like, damn.
It is disgusting.
Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, I just hope it wasn't Caitlyn.
I respect the fact that he asked permission.
You do?
Whether he asked Kanye, Kim, whatever, like, I feel like he could have just dropped it, and then there could have been like, oh, Game and Kanye at war. You know, like, whatever. But the fact that he kind of like mended the fence before.
All right, I feel you, but I don't think he needed to ask. Who cares? Say what you want to say. It's a free country.
Hmm. That's why we're here.
There's a freaking whole long laundry list of dudes in the industry that smashed Kim Kardashian before Kanye. Right. Who the fuck? You think everybody gonna ask permission before they say something? Game, you was too nice.
Good for Game, though. Good for Game. I respect it. In a world where you don't have to ask permission, he did, so I respect it.
Okay, I feel you.
You know?
I feel you. You want to, like, get to this song? Because I ain't even realized. I got, like, a couple of more topics to go, but time flew by.
Okay.
And I'm very anxious. I'm very, very anxious to hear the song. So, for everybody who was listening last week or who wasn't listening last week, Danny's homework was to do Usher's song, No Limit. And, you know, as we were talking today, I asked you what your opinion was, and you said you weren't too fond of it. Is that correct?
All right. If you never hear the song, and you just read the lyrics, I'm wondering...
Is that what you did?
I do it all the time.
Okay.
Just to see, like, how I feel about it. Because I like nice songs. I like songs with, like, very, like, good messages or, like, witty lyrics. Like, the one last week was good.
Oh, you like that?
I really did. It was a beautiful song.
All right,
song.
So this is not message-oriented. Okay, definitely I get not. It. But I just kind of like wanted you to say nigga like a little bit. No. But let me just say this. Can you just fill in like with something just to make me feel like? Can you say ninja?
I'm not gonna do like a radio edit. Like I have to do the radio edit. I have to put something in there. I have something in mind.
Okay.
I'm gonna try.
All right, go.
All right. This is No Limit by Usher.
Okay, go.
All right. Make you say, no limit. Got that masterpiece, no limit. Give you that black card, no limit. Just know when you roll with a brother like me, there's no limit, baby. Make you say, no limit. I see you murder like that, no limit, baby. Give you that ghetto D, girl, no limit. Just know when you roll with a brother like me, there's no limit. You know you're fine. Baby, you know that you're fine. I'm just trying to make you mine. Trying to make you mine. Yeah, I'm trying to make you mine. Put a tingle in your spine. When you got vibe, got a wave, you should ride on it. Uh-oh. All the places I could take you, girl, it's limitless. So you never been, girl, I'd love to take you there. Yeah, you don't have to worry about a thing. I got it. Let me show you better than
Cause I may not know you. Girl, just let me hold you. You be my soldier, and you from the know ya. Make you say, no limit. Got that masterpiece, no limit. Give me that black card, no limit. Just know when you roll with a brother like me, there's no limit, baby. Make you say, no limit. I see you murmur, murder, yeah, no limit. Give me that ghetto D, girl, no limit. Just know when you roll with a brother like me, there's no limit, baby. Make you say, no limit.
Well, somebody who sure enough didn't like that song sure sang it.
Black card, ghetto D.
Oh, and more?
Brother like me, no limit, girl.
Danny!
What?
You acting like you getting checks after these songs.
That was okay?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you. I like your little country twang you be trying to put on it or whatever, and yeah. I ain't mad at you.
Thank you. You liked Danny. It. You're giving me a look. You look shocked.
No, because I'm like, what are you going to do with that ghetto D?
You know exactly what I'm doing. Some people are going to testify out there.
Good. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, saying some of those things just don't feel natural, but you got to try your best.
I like how you threw that little brother in there.
Brother, yeah, listen, I'm not trying to get...
You're not trying to get
in trouble? Yeah.
No, trouble?
Yeah, I'm not trying to get in trouble.
Okay, yeah.
No.
You want your grade?
I like, yeah. Yeah, let's hear the grade.
Danny, I'm going to give you a B+ today.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'm not mad at you. You've been coming with... A little strong lately.
I'm trying my best.
And I really appreciate the fact, you know, that you did such a good job and you really wasn't even feeling it.
I was not feeling this song.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You is really... Well, I don't know because, you know, me and you kind of a little differ when it comes to taste and music. Mm-hmm. But I got a song for you for next week.
Do you?
And I have a strong feeling that you're going to like it.
Okay.
Usually, I'm going to tell you straight up, you're going to freaking hate it.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to like this one.
Okay.
This is actually one of me and my daughter's favorite songs that we have together.
Cute. Very nice.
Cute.
Cute.
So your song for next week is going to be Lost Boy.
Is that the artist or the title?
That's the title of the song.
Okay. Lost Boy.
By Ruth B.
Ruth B.
Correct. Have you ever heard of Ruth B?
Nope.
Ruth B is a young, talented singer. She's 21 years old. Okay. She's from Canada. And she has, like, I don't know, freaking...
14 kajillion views on YouTube?
Try 25 million, probably, something like
shit.
That. Yeah, wow. Something ridiculous like that. But anyway, we love this song. I have a feeling that you will, too.
Okay.
It's super melodic.
Okay.
And it's guitar friendly.
Good to know. Always a plus. Always a plus.
And I'm like really, really anticipating hearing your version.
See,
no, I'm serious because...
I'm just going to put this out there though. Like, it's a double-edged sword because when it's something that you know I'll hate, I know I'll hate, right. I end up hating it, and then I do a pretty good job. You're like, hey, I'm surprised. But when you say, oh, like, you know, I'm really anticipating it, or don't do this one wrong, you know what I mean? Like,
don't fuck it up!
Yeah, do so-and-so proud. I'm like, fuck. Like, it's just that added level.
We'll put it to you like this.
Yeah.
I don't really think that you could do it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I think it's simple.
It's because you're going to like it. I can get at least a C, like, just...
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You better get a freaking C. At the minimum. But anyway, yeah. So the song is Lost Boy by Ruth B.
Got it.
And I'm curious to see what you do with that. So I guess we kind of winding down.
Yeah. And just so you know, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee this week. So when I come back next week, I might have a full twang on Lost Boy.
Oh,
you never know.
Brother. Don't
you never
countryize
know.
It.
You never know. I'm just saying.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Fine. I get it. All right. So we wrapping up. Everybody, thank you for watching. And everybody, thank you for listening. For all my Brooklyn radio peoples. Lachey Show. I'm Lachey. Don't forget, please continue to support us on social media. Lachey Show on Twitter. Lachey Show on Facebook. Lachey Show on Instagram. Lachey Show
on brooklynradio.com. If you missed our live Periscope today, you can always catch us the following Tuesday at brooklynradio.com, and of course Lachey Show on Mixcloud. Lachey Show. And
this talented co-host
at Danny Love BITW, Instagram, Twitter. Find me.
Oh, you had to end it like that.
Find me.
Feel better, Danny.
Thank you very much. Can't wait for my oil of oregano.
Thanks, y'all. Lachey Show. Push, 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 push